A California man has been sentenced to an aggregate 10 years in prison with parole eligibility in 4 years after pleading guilty to retail grand larceny, looting, and possession of a stolen vehicle. Beginning in late 2024 and into 2025, Andrew Gardenas began stealing display cell phones at various stores, including Russell Cellular, which was operating a Verizon franchise, and Spectrum. He also stole multiple glasses from Mayberry Vision, prompting an investigation by multiple police agencies. Then, during an unrelated investigation, detectives with the Regional Crime Suppression Unit were conducting surveillance when someone driving a stolen Volvo with no license plates caught their attention. When officers tried to stop the Volvo, the driver sped away, running multiple stop signs. Using video surveillance and other sources of information, detectives identified the driver as Gardenas. While that investigation continued, Gardenas stole an additional display cell phone, a guitar from Guitar Center, tools from Lowe's, and a display iPad from AT&T. He was subsequently located by RCSU, and after a very brief attempt to run, was taken into custody on all of the pending investigations. In total, his thefts amounted to more than $14,000 in loss. Anthony Whitmer has been found guilty of grand larceny after he and a partner went to Shields 4 different times last fall and stole non-lethal firearms, such as pepper ball guns. Sparks police worked with local loss prevention on the case and learned that Whitmer and a partner would steal the items and then resell them on the street. In December of last year, Shields staff contacted SPD to report that Whitmer was at the store and was in the process of stealing again. He was subsequently arrested. Sentencing is set for June 8th before the Honorable Tammy Riggs. Deputy District Attorney Thomas Sertic will be seeking habitual criminal adjudication. Whitmer faces up to 20 years in prison. DA Chris Hicks had this to say.
These prosecutions and the significant prison sentence sends a clear message that retail crimes will not be tolerated in our community. The District Attorney's Office will continue to aggressively prosecute these crimes.